Now, you don't do it like this. You don't wait till he does something wrong and says, okay, Lord, we'll do it your way. I don't think that's what he's talking. Do you? No, you didn't get that either, huh? In other words, if we would only do it like God says do it in this word, we would not have any sick children. We would not have any sickness and disease in our homes. We wouldn't have to worry about coming to a healing school to get healed if we walked into God kind of love. Is that right? I mean, that's where we miss it, isn't it? We want to let, I want to do it my way. It may kill me, but I'm going to do it my way. We got it. You know? Instead of the woman saying that quiet, gentle spirit. Okay, honey, we'll do it your way. After all, you're my master. Did your Bible say that, young lady? It did. Oh, it did. Woo! And if you're really God's daughters, you're going to love your husband like that? You're going to be gentle like that? You want to get well? Who wrote the book? God did. In other words, all I'm doing, I'm just a messenger boy. Don't kill me. I'm just a messenger boy. See, Terry wanted to kill me that night. But now then, you know what? She and her husband both can put their arm around me and say, Thurman, we sure do love you for telling us the truth. And then boys, when they come in, they hug me. And especially that 15-year-old. He put his arm around me and said, oh, Mr. I'm going to be a preacher just like you someday. I think, praise the Lord. Because see, if I hadn't studied the Word, this couple would probably have went through a divorce. And all their babies would have been sick. And this little boy, although he's 15 now, would have been in a wheelchair the last several years. And nobody would have had a clue. Why? Isn't that amazing? But see, they didn't obey the Word. Does God hold us accountable to the Word? I mean, He loves you. He would never hold you accountable to do what He says. Would He, ma'am? Oh, yes, He will. That girl believes Him. She believes God's Word. Well, let me tell you, for those of you that don't believe it, He holds you accountable anyway. You know, that's the thing about God. Somebody says, you know, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. No, God said it, it's settled, it don't matter what you believe. Don't make no difference what you believe. You know that, man? If God said it, that's it, it's settled. He's the boss, right? I guarantee He's the boss. And so whenever Terry fell into that love walk, then let's go down here after he says we could skip that part about likewise you husbands, but I guess we better not. We hit the girl part so heavy. Likewise ye husbands, guys, listen. Dwell with them according to knowledge. Now, guys, that's an understatement. What does that mean? You don't have a clue, do you? Yep, see, I didn't either for a lot of years of my life. Let me ask you a question. Does your wife give you a birthday card? Mm-hmm. Why do you think she gives you a birthday card? Yeah, she loves you, but there's another reason. There's a deeper motive behind that. Amen. There you are. So you'll give her one. Do you want one? Maybe. Oh, what do you mean, you liar? What do you mean, maybe? I mean, I never seen a woman that didn't. She's waiting. My birthday's coming up. That's just like my wife. I got to tell you a story about my wife. Yesterday, she went out shopping to get some things done, and she had left the store, and she looked at a ring down there, and she thought, that sure was pretty. I wonder how I could entice my husband to buy that for me. So she first called me on the phone. She said, honey, you know, my birthday's coming up. Yeah, it is in November. And Christmas, you know, birthday and Christmas. I saw a ring I sure would like to have for my birthday and Christmas. I said, wow, that's awesome. You know? And she's driving down the road and we're talking and I said, so you really liked it? You really thought? I said, you know, it's a long time to your birthday. I know. I said, you know, you really liked it? How much did it cost? She told me. I said, I'll tell you what. You can just have it. Go back and get it and pay for it. What? She said, I figured I'd have to come home and entice you or something. I said, no, if you saw it and you liked it, I'm just going to buy it for you. You know, after all, we got an anniversary coming up not too long, you know, June the 6th. You know, that's a whole lot closer than her birthday. I said, if you want it, just you can have it. She slammed on the brakes. She said, I'm turning around. I'm going back. I said, I thought you were in the store. She said, no, I'm already on the way home, but I'm going back. And she went back and got that ring and brought it home with her. See? Now, see, she's been a really good girl. See? She loves me. She's good to me. She submits to me. You know, she's a really good girl. So when she asks me for something, what do I give her? Whatever I have means of doing. And I could buy that little ring for her. I had the money to do that. It wasn't a big deal, you know. I mean, praise the Lord, I could do that. Now then, if you do everything God says and you need something from the King, and you've been submitting to Him, you've been loving Him, you've been doing everything, and then you come and ask Him for something, what does He say He'll give you if you do everything He says? Anything you ask Him for. Now then, my wife asked me for a little tiny ring, little tiny diamond ring, which I was able to buy for her. But I have no means compared to what the King has, right? He can, whenever I needed a great miracle, like my grandbaby to be healed. I mean, that's a pretty significant gift, wasn't it? I needed a little girl to live that the doctor said was impossible to live. So I had loved Him. I'd walked in His Word. I'd done what He said. And so when I come to Him and said, Father, You said in Your Word. I can just see the King now. I can see Him sitting on His throne in the third heaven with that big, beautiful throne, with that big, soft cushion, with His feet sacked out there. And, of course, He's got to be a Texan drinking a glass of iced tea. You know, I can just see God up there on that throne. And there's not a whole lot going on because most of His children are not walking in faith. But whenever my wife and daughter gets killed and those grandbabies are like they are, and I walk in and I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, You made me a promise right here. I need You to step down from Your throne, and I need You to send Your Holy Ghost, and I need You to put my grandbaby's face back together. I need You to put the brain stem back together. I need You to make her well so she can run and play so that the people around here will know that You're God. And I said, Lord, You made me the promise. I want to thank You. It's done in Jesus' name. I can see Him knock His iced tea over. I can see Him jump up and He said, one of my children down there believes. He's quoting my word. Do you hear that? He believes me. Holy Ghost, go down there. He's asking if He said He guarantees I'll do what He said. Go down there and heal that little girl for Him. And He did. Now then, I wasn't up there begging and pleading and said, oh God, if it be Your will. He said, without faith, You make me sick. But with faith, after obedience, He said, come and ask me for anything and I will do it for you. It'll be the best thing you ever did, walk in obedience to this book. There ain't nothing that pays the dividends walking in obedience to this book. There'll be people that'll laugh at you, that'll say, that's not what He means. But let me tell you, if He said it in this book, you don't need a rocket scientist or a PhD to interpret what this book says. You just believe what this book says and do what this book says, and He will change your life and your children's life forever. He's in control. Whether you know it or not, He's in control. And everything that happens, happens because He says yes or no. There ain't nothing catches a king by surprise. There ain't nobody sick. Nothing wrong with nobody. He knows everything. Nothing catches Him by surprise. Look what He says. Go a little bit further after He talks about husbands. Love, dwell with your wives according to knowledge. And son, as I pointed you out there a while ago, the more you can learn about this girl, the better your life will be at home. Live with her according to knowledge. You learn what she likes in life. And then you do those things for her. And it'll make your life wonderful. But you have to study her. You have to learn about her in this book. And when you do, then you can have a great life at home. Great life at home. But too many men never even begin to try to learn what makes their wife work. We just take our wives for granted. We don't learn what makes them tick. I've told this too about me and Cheryl. I said after we've been married for a little while, I asked her one day, I said, honey, is there anything I could do that would make your life better at home? Now, when you ask your wife that, be ready, because you ain't no telling what she may tell you. Don't take an offense. You know, if a man don't do that once in a while, he ought to just walk up to his wife and say, honey, is there anything I could do for you that would make your life better at home? I asked Cheryl that. She said, there sure is. I thought, whoa, I wonder, okay. I said, what is it? She said, you know, why do you turn your T-shirts wrong side out every time you take them off? I said, well, I've been doing that all my life. I just, you know, reach up and grab it and whack, skin it off. It's upside, it's up wrong side out and throw it in the laundry. And so wash it and then turn it right side out. She said, I don't like to turn them right side out. I would like for you to take them off right side out. I thought, okay, maybe it ain't too late to teach an old dog new tricks. So how can I? So I started practicing. I said, okay, if I grab it like this and pull it off like this instead of grabbing it like this and pull it off right side out. So I started taking them off right side out. And I threw them in the laundry bag. And I don't know, a couple, two or three months go by, and I said, honey, do you like the way I do my T-shirt? She said, I love it. It made my life so much better. I'm living with her according to knowledge. I'm learning what makes her happy. And when you make your wife happy, she'll make you happy. She'll be a good girl to get along with. She won't be near as hard to get along with. Live with them girls according to knowledge. And how are you going to learn what is it that your wife likes? Ask her. Ask her. And when she tells you something, don't take it as an offense. You know what most guys do? Most guys, the wife said, well, you know, I'd love it if you clean your feet off before you come in. Get over it, woman. What's the big deal? Now, see, you didn't do it right. Guarantee you didn't do it right. You want your life to be good? You know, if she says clean your feet off before you come in, you make sure every time before you come in, you clean your feet off. And if you can't clean them off, take your stupid boots off and lay them at the door and walk in your socks. If that'll make her happy. You know, please, that girl, live with her according to knowledge. And if you live with each other according to knowledge and love each other like God says, you'll be amazed at how little sickness and disease you'll have in your house and with your children.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.